from Bill O'Brien, freshman?
Yeah, I think coming in, I had an accelerated learning curve. I didn't get to early enroll, so came in. I had a great bunch of guys around me, a lot of older guys that had played in the system for a year. They definitely helped bring me along, and I think it was a great experience overall for me.
Christian, the Bills are a team that's, you know, said to be looking for a quarterback and, you know, after the first round. Is that a team that you spoke with?
I had an unofficial with the Bills yesterday, but everyone kind of gets to talking in that meeting. So,
how did it go?
Yeah, I think it went well. It was good just to kind of get out there and start talking with people and start talking some ball finally and everything that's been going on out here. So it's been good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think watching my film, that was kind of the first step, going back and watching some areas where I was working with Jordan Palmer, so figuring out where I could improve. And we really want to just work on consistency in my footwork and in my base. And I think that would lead to consistency and everything else, accuracy and being able to deliver the ball. So really starting from the ground up. And it's been going really well. Just being able to focus on it for 6 to 8 weeks now consistently has been awesome and seeing a lot of strides there. So it's very promising for me. It's good moving forward.
Would you like to play for O'Brien again?
You know, I think it's a great opportunity, but at the end of the day, I'm here just trying to be the best prospect that I can be and impress as many football teams as I can.
But
yeah, I mean, that's it. That's what it is.
What did you learn from O'Brien that helped you that freshman year?
I think, again, I answered it earlier. I think I had a great bunch of guys around me, a lot of older guys who played and really brought me along. The system fit great, and it was one of those things where I had an opportunity to come in, and I had a guy like Allen Robinson to throw to who everyone's seeing what he can do. So I had a lot of people around me that made it a good transition for me and allowed me to kind of grow in myself and own the offense. But, you know, we'll see. Again, I think my focus is just coming in here, being the best prospect I can be and impressing as many teams as possible.
What happened after O'Brien left that you didn't play as well as you did as a true freshman?
Yeah, I mean, I think we had a lot of issues with the sanctions and stuff like that, a lot of depth issues, and we were trying to figure things out. And we were trying to be as successful as we could. And at the end of the day, you know, I think we overachieved, given the circumstances that we were in, and it was a great learning experience for me both on and off the field.
How did you progress over those years, the second, third year? How did you progress?
Yeah, I think a big progression for me was just maturity and being able to kind of grow into that leadership role and have a guy. You know, I was one of the consistent things through those 3 years there. So I think that within itself was something that I took a lot of pride in, and just making sure I was elected team captain 2 years in a row, my sophomore and junior year. So I took a lot of pride in that and was able to really work through adversity. I think adversity really shapes who you are. Success is easy to roll with, but how you respond to adversity, I think, is huge. I just want to come out and be able to compete. I think it's a great venue, obviously, to be able to run, jump, throw the football, meet with teams, and really get to know people on a personal level, GMs, decision makers, and I think that's great. For us being able to get out in front of people like that, I think that's what this is all about, especially the quarterbacks here. And I think that's what I'm most excited about. Yeah, I mean, it was really one of those things where we weren't sure what it was, so we really couldn't talk much.
I recruited out of high school, obviously a lot, very good freshman year. Things got rolling, and then stumbled a little bit there last year. You have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder because there's a lot of doubters all of a sudden. Because, you know, last year, but he said, "Oh, Chris Neckford could be in the number one pick." Is there a little bit of a chip on your shoulder right now to prove?
No, I wouldn't say there's a chip on my shoulder. My biggest fear is just not being able to reach my full potential. And I think being able to work on my game and for 6 to 8 weeks with Jordan and really improve and make strides in that area and see where I think my ceiling is and where my potential can take me. It's really exciting, and that's how I like to focus on it and I think about it. I just want to be the best player I can be, and whatever I have to do, the steps I have to make, the sacrifices I have to make sure I get there, I'm willing to do it. So that's my mindset going into it. But I've never been a guy who really plays with a chip. I just want to be the best football player I can be and help whichever team I land at win as many games as possible.
Christian, why should a team pick you high in this draft, and what do you feel like you bring to the team right away as a quarterback?
Yeah, I think I think I've been a guy. I've dealt with a lot of NFL type situations in terms of adversity, handling a lot of things going on, handling a shorter deck. We were playing with 43 guys my freshman year on scholarship, so being able to work with smaller rosters and how practice and things like that adjust. I played in a pro system my freshman year. Understanded it really well, picked it up, and was able to roll with it. And so I think a lot of those things go into it. And, you know, I'm just working, trying to put my head down and be the best prospect I can be.
When you announced that you were coming out and you put out a public statement, a lot was made out of the fact that there were, you thanked six or seven people in that statement. James Franklin wasn't on the list. How would you describe your relationship with James Franklin?
Yeah, I think it was one of those times where it was really emotional. It was a decision that I was making. I didn't have anything written out, so what came to mind was the people who spent a lot of time with me and the people that brought me to Penn State. Coach Franklin and I had a conversation. I thanked him personally. I felt that that was best for our relationship. Thanking him personally on a personal level. We talked about it, and we're fine. You know, no hard feelings there. I think he's doing a great job up there in terms of recruiting and getting the program headed in the right direction. And that's kind of how it was.
Rejection the last couple of years hasn't been very good. Has it had any impact on your fundamentals, on your footwork, things that need to be retooled?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it has to be retooled. I think just making sure that you're consistent in things, and at times you can lose consistency. So being able to finally focus on that in this 6-week period, getting ready for the draft and the combine, I feel like I've made great strides in that, and I think that's been huge.
Did you ever lose confidence at all, though, during those tough times? Was there ever any confidence issues?
No, not at all. Always embracing the challenge, always looking at it as a new opportunity and an opportunity to get better and win games. And I think that's what it's all about. It's about figuring out ways to do it, and through schemes, through preparation. I thought that was cool about it, just having to learn how to deal with it and do those types of things and still be able to be a productive football team.
In a general sense, having a coach with the history is not so kind of important. I'm not sure if
I think having that base, playing in that system was huge. Just talking terminology-wise, the tape that I watched, things that I had access to. He had just gotten done coaching Tom Brady, who, you know, was one of the best to play the game, right? So, yeah, I think that was great. And having that at 18, huge transition for me. But having that expectation and all those tools available and being able to go in and tap those resources, I think really helped me develop a good base just in terms of football knowledge, defensive knowledge, and something that I've tried to continue to expand on. And I think having to change systems was huge for me as well, just being able to pick that up and translate things and see what crosses over. So I think overall the entire experience was really a huge positive for me. It was a lot of things that people look at was a ton of adversity, but it's stuff that you're going to deal with, you know, at this level, and you see it year in, year out, changing systems, new coaches, new personnel. So I think it was a great experience for me, and having the opportunity to do that at 18, 19 years old and go through that experience at that age, I think it's only prepared me for the rest of my career. Yeah. So we, the first week we broke down my film just to kind of get an idea of where we wanted to work on the field. And then we kind of broke it up into two, three-week segments. So the first 3 weeks we studied, we followed the Cardinals to the playoffs. So we broke down Green Bay and Carolina defensively, Jordan and I. He sent me home with a lot of homework. I draw blitzes, pressures, and anything I didn't know, we just communicated and we talked about it. So it was a good way to accelerate the learning curve in terms of the terminology that NFL teams use. And then we broke down Denver for the last one because we had already broken down Carolina. So we broke down Denver for the last week. And then the last 3 weeks, we've broken down Carson Palmer and Blake Bortles. And then we're going to break down Andrew Luck when I get back there after this, just to do a little bit of quarterback study comparison, maybe see if we could pick a few things out. So that's what we've been doing. And then, again, as we leave and we split ways, I think just focusing on the defensive study is going to be something that's huge for me moving forward.
You've been really two more. Guys, Christian, over the last 2 years, what's the biggest thing you're trying to get across to the most important thing for them to know about you?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that I'm trustworthy. I've been through adversity. I've been battle-tested, and I've handled it, and I feel like, you know, I haven't flinched, and I'm still willing to work, and I'm not hurt from it, and I can continue to get better, and I think that my potential is here, and I'm on the right path to reach it. So being able to get to that, I think, is my goal, and having an opportunity here to show that, both on the field and off the field, I think is huge, and just embracing the process.
Christian, after watching a tape, you self-scout strengths and weaknesses if you were watching you on tape?
Yeah, I think it goes back to just inconsistency. And again, my footwork was like the biggest thing for me, and it was mostly the base. And having to move around so much, at times I got extended and overextended in the pocket, and that just led to accuracy issues at times. So being able to really fix that and be super consistent in it, I think, has made me more accurate and more comfortable with my accuracy in terms of delivering the football. So that's been the main focus of it. And then always just trying to tune up everything. You want to find ways to get better and trying to pick Jordan's brain, whatever we could do. Yeah, I mean, I think I had a good feel in the pocket naturally moving around in it. At times I did get overextended and out of position, but I think having the ability to feel pressure and move in through it, I think that was good. I think mentally I have a great understanding of things, always still trying to expand on that. And then, you know, I think I can make any throw you need me to make. I'm very confident in it, and I think I'm just a worker. I think that's the biggest thing, a worker. I want to be trustworthy with my teammates. I want my teammates to believe in me, and I think that's something that I've been able to do so far with my career.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thank you.